Hi, guys. It's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang podcast. Every Tuesday, my friends Becca Tobin and Jack Vanek and I get drunk, drinking mimosas, hang out with celebrities, and talk about all things womanhood. Ice cream binges, late night texts, quarter life crisis, and all the sex. New episodes every Tuesday on iTunes or Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Rob Cisternino here, ready to talk about the week's most interesting news stories once again for the week of Tuesday, January 24th. 2017, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF.
Yeah.
News makes you bored to death. It's time for some News AF. Factual news.
That's right. We are back once again to get into everything with the News AF team. First off, a man who either is recovering from the flu or some bad CPK. Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm here, dude. I'm a survivor.
Yes.
Oh, in more ways than one. Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Yep. Way to go.
You did it. And then here's a man who only had the flu, but not bad CPK. The eye in the sky, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Yeah, I'm going on 2 weeks with the flu, so I'm still a sufferer, not yet a survivor.
Are you sure that it's just the flu? That seems like a very long time to have the flu.
Sounds like AIDS.
Yeah.
Something bad.
The problem is it's like a big cyclone of disease in here. So, like, one kid gets better, but then the disease mutates. He catches it again, then passes it on. So, I need to just get out of this house and probably set it on fire.
Just burn the house down.
Yeah.
Have you painted the walls booger green yet?
Like, when? No. I almost tweeted for the first time in 2017 a picture of... We've been telling our seven-year-old, you got to wipe boogers on tissue paper or blow your nose. You know, do something in the... And so as a compromise, he wiped this like 5-inch, I don't even know how that happens, booger on top of the tissue roll. So the next person to use the tissue would have palmed it as they unrolled the tissue paper.
But you were kind of proud at how big the booger was.
I was like, you know what? Yeah, that's impressive. And you did what I asked. But I mean, still the execution needs some refinement.
Right. Yeah. You want to ideally take the tissue out of the receptacle and then use it.
Yeah, I would prefer he learned to blow his nose, but this is a step closer. Now we have booger and tissue contact taking place.
Sometimes blowing your nose just doesn't do the trick if the booger content is so dry and crispy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we should
invent some kind
of... You
don't deal with that, Rob, in humid California.
Yeah, my son, that he will blow his nose, but he doesn't use tissue or anything like that. He'll just stand in one spot, like hands-free, and just... Like, no, stop doing that. Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the farmer blow.
Yeah, I don't know what he's thinking there.
It's disgusting. But, I mean, kudos to him for, you know, trying.
Yeah.
I know how to cure this, Danny.
Go on.
Invite your son's crush over and then mock him relentlessly in front of her for not knowing how to blow his nose.
You don't think there'll be any long-term psychological effects if I do that?
Well, we won't know until you do it, and then we gauge his, And,
break
and then we psychologically
yeah,
evaluate.
Break them when they're young, right? Then there won't be any future repercussions.
You remember, you have to be merciless.
Yeah, Tyson always reverts to shaming as a motivator. So that's really where it all comes back to.
Yeah.
I tried shaming my four-year-old for giving everybody, all the other kids, pink eye.
He's too
And
young.
Then I just felt really bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
No.
He probably felt bad.
I was shaming him as he was laying in bed sick. You know, trying to say, you gave everybody this pink eye, buddy. It's because you don't wash your hands. You got to wash your hands. And he couldn't even move because he had the flu and the pink eye.
Tyson, nice. What could you tell Danny to make him not feel as bad when he's shaming his kids?
How do you avoid shame in the shamer?
Yeah, that's the... You're saying it's a never-ending cycle. Once you start shaming people,
the cycle of shame
for shaming somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you overcome those feelings, Tyson? You just harden your heart?
You just harden your... I actually shamed a shamer last night.
How?
How?
A kid on my Facebook fan page got on and said, you were horrible on Survivor. And so I looked. And I don't know. I don't even know what season. I don't know anything about it. But I looked and he is gay with a husband on his profile. So I just wrote, thanks for the judgment and hate, bro. Good job. You did it. And because I figure that's probably stuff he battles himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, there we go. That's perfect. I'm still waiting a response because I was like, that was pretty good.
Yes. Okay. All right. So we'll see. That, I mean,
Was that shaming a shamer? Is that the good example of shaming a shamer?
Was that shame or was that sort of like pointing out hypocrisy? I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Pointing out hypocrisy.
Like, I don't think you made him cry. I think you made him think, but I don't know if you made him cry.
But I think pointing out hypocrisy is one of the tools in the toolbox of the shamer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tyson can do it all. Yeah.
He's a multi-tool.
A real multi-tool.
Okay.
Not a title you want to give yourself.
A multi-tool.
Well, let's get into our top story and talk about some of the multi-tools that are being used in tattoo removal facilities in San Diego. I know you guys are big NFL fans and follow the comings and goings of the National Football League very closely. It was announced, I believe it was last week, that the San Diego Chargers were going to be moving to Los Angeles, where nobody wants them. But Tracy, one of our listeners, sent us a story that TMZ is covering where one place is offering free tattoo removal to people that have San Diego Charger tattoos. Is this a good reason for people to continue to get NFL team tattoos, Danny?
First of all, there could also be a lot of Raiders fans. I imagine Raider fans are going to need this service more than San Diego fans if the Raiders go to Las Vegas.
So what are you saying? You think that more Raiders fans have tattoos?
When they picture Raiders fans, that's a whole Raider fan image.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the pirate, kind of on the edge, kind of a fan. Whereas San Diego, it's all sunny, flip-flops, and, I don't know, margaritas. I just see this service being more important if there's a move for the Raiders to Las Vegas.
Okay. I guess so. But I think the greater point is, like, Danny doesn't have a tattoo. I don't have a tattoo. Rob, you don't have a tattoo.
Not that you know of.
Well, let's all get San Diego Charger tattoos, wear them for a week, and then go get them removed for free, bro.
Oh, wow. This could be sort of like instead of a henna tattoo, we could just go get the real ones.
Yeah.
And then if we get the free removal, this is a smart idea.
Yeah. Or also you could do like a full back tattoo of all the retired NFL teams. So maybe like start with your San Diego Charger lower back tattoo. And then work your way out to all the other teams that have moved or disappeared.
Yeah.
The San Diego Charger tattoo works really well as a tramp stamp. Now, the name, the lightning bolt, it would look great down there. Yeah.
Now, Danny, do they just remove the word San Diego or do they remove the San Diego and Chargers? Because there are still Chargers that are out there.
Well, there's elements of the tattoo that could still be pretty cool, right? Mm-hmm. Like the word Charger sounds pretty rad. The lightning bolt could be cool. San Diego is definitely going to be the one thing you get rid of. Is there any way you could turn San Diego into like a beautiful image of a unicorn? Mm. Or, you know, because sometimes they don't remove the tattoo.
Oh, they tattoo
but they
over
fix.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what I think. I think that you're going to want the whole thing removed.
Yeah.
Because if you're living in San Diego, you take pride in your city of San Diego. You don't necessarily take pride in the Chargers wherever they go. You were a San Diego fan, and the Chargers were in San Diego, so that's where your fandom came from.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't think there's going to be a lot of fans that are migrating with the team.
Well, how about this? What if you kept San Diego, and could you change the word Chargers into something like
Zoo, San Diego Zoo, one of the number one zoos.
Is in charge.
One of the number one zoos. Oh.
Yeah. Like you want to make it into a
San Diego is in charge.
San Diego, the greatness of San Diego.
How about this? How about San Diego Chargers were here?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Or how about San Diego Dodge Charger?
Dodge Chargers. That's good. That's good as well. Yeah. Could you do something about like San Diego iPhone chargers? Like if you
yeah,
are
you
also,
could do that
like, an Apple fanboy,
yeah,
or
there's
fangirl,
a lot of stuff you could do.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is a good deal because usually these tattoo removals cost between $1,000 to $5,000. But people are, you know, Laser Away is the company that's willing to do this. They're willing to help people cope with their loss. But what if the Chargers go back to San Diego, Danny? Will they cover the cost to get you to get the tattoo back?
Gosh, I don't know. Would San Diego take the Chargers back after this betrayal?
I don't think so.
think the NFL wants him to go back. Nobody wants him in L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
Who wants him in L.A.?
Nobody.
It's kind of like one of those things where
are they in
I
LA?
Think that football teams threaten to move all the time, and San Diego threatened to move if they didn't get a new stadium. And finally, one of these football teams is just going to be like, okay, we're moving. We're actually going to do it. But yeah, like Rob said, nobody wants it. They're only doing it because they can't get a sweet deal for their stadium in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like if I say that I'm going to be leaving my wife, and I'm like, that's it. I'm leaving. And I guess then, you know, she knows that nobody else wants me, but I think that I'm going out there. I'm like, that's it. I'm out. And then I just like moved in with somebody, and she's like, we don't want you here. Why are you here? Yeah. Go back where you can't. They hate me there. I can't go back.
Yeah. It's too late.
Go back to your mom's house. Okay. Yeah, live in her basement.
And I'll say, what am I supposed to do? All my stuff is here now. I can't leave. I can't go back. They're already burning my stuff and getting my tattoos removed.
Yep.
Well, Danny and I are going to have to become Las Vegas Raiders fans anyways, because that's going to be the closest NFL team to us.
You guys going to be Vegas Raiders fans?
I guess we'll have to by law. I think that you know, you are attached to the football team that's closest to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I might actually buy season tickets.
Yeah, that could be fun. Go to Vegas,
for the inaugural season, yeah.
Tyson, they might have slot machines in the stadium.
I bet they will.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
This is going to be actually really good. Actually, I think the NFL's concern was the gambling on site. Mm. So I bet.
Yeah, but
they were,
it's a happening anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to be a Las Vegas Raiders fan with us too, Rob? Because we can all meet in the middle.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's actually a pretty good spot.
Are so terrible that it's enticing, I have to say.
And you know that it's a shorter drive to Las Vegas than New York.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But the Raiders fans, I'm not a good Raiders fan. I wouldn't be able to be, you know, sitting out there in the stands with like Darth Vader and guys with like spikes on their heads and stuff like that. I'm not going to fit in with that crowd.
But could you wear like a old vintage Raiders starter puffy jacket?
I mean, I guess I could, but no, I don't think so. That's not the right fan base for me. I'm not a Raider.
Okay, well, what about
this? You could wear a darker flannel shirt, you know?
What about this? If I buy season tickets and they play the Jets, will you come to that game in Las Vegas?
Okay, sure.
But you probably can't wear Jets stuff in a Raiders.
No, I'd be afraid to. Well, look.
You don't want to. Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, the Raiders are good right now anyway, and the Jets are not. So I would want to go and see what was going on there. All right. Yeah. So we'll see. We don't do a lot of sports news here, but this is as close as we get with this Charger tattoo removal. Let's talk about another big story this week. And this comes to us a Canadian story. In Vancouver, there is a restaurant that is called Moby Dick, and it has to be shut down because of the offensive name. It's a seafood restaurant, fish and chips.
What?
Yeah. And it's being blocked by the Strata Council for the inclusion of the word dick in Moby Dick. Danny, do they have a case here, or have they gone too far?
I mean, it's shocking to see the word dick anywhere, right?
I'm more offended by the word Moby.
Yeah, you don't like him as a musical artist?
Yeah.
Okay, so those two words together is like huge for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge trigger.
Yeah.
And so I just think that people's initial reaction when they see dick up on a, you know, illuminated sign is to be offended. And maybe they don't know Moby Dick at all. They don't understand the context. And so they're just like, oh, who's Moby's dick? If I go in there, am I going to be seeing Moby's dick, the musical artist?
Tyson.
I think there's confusion.
What do you think? Moby Dick, is that okay? Is it kosher, or they need to shut it down?
I think it's kosher.
Yeah. How long has Moby Dick been around? It looks like a place that didn't just open, Danny.
Oh, you mean like this is a restaurant that's been around, the dick's been up there for a while, and just now people are coming to terms with it?
Yeah, well, it seems like that there's like some new things that are coming in. That I guess they're looking to open there have been other locations of Moby Dick, and I guess they're trying to franchise a new spot, but there's a restaurant there that exists, and they feel like it's going to bring the property value down to have a Moby Dick franchise near them.
So what could they call it, like the Big D or something?
Well, they could call it the White Whale, the Great White Whale, or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think Moby Dick's a fine name for it, but, you know, there is a negative connotation with the word dick.
And Moby.
And Moby. Even though, you know, there has to be because, you know, dick, the more popular definition of the word dick is a phallus. Mm-hmm. What if they said Moby Phallus? So there was no confusion.
Yeah.
What or if they, Dobie Phallus. Something.
I think that you got to take phallus out of the picture. What if they called it Moby Dick the Whale, Danny, so there's no confusion?
I don't understand why people... I do understand. People love to get outraged over stuff like this.
Yeah.
But who hasn't heard of Moby Dick?
What if they did it like Moby Dick?
It's a famous book.
Moby Dick, colon, the famous book, get the your head out of the gutter, you pervert.
I think if you're having colon and dick together, that's
no good.
Yeah, that's
maybe the problem is half the sign, the lights went out, the Moby part. So for a while there, while they were trying to fix the sign, all they had illuminated was the word D-I-C-K.
Is that true?
I'm just throwing that out there as a possibility.
Or what if they had the illumination behind Dick just turned off all the time, so it was just look kind of like Moby, and then Dick was like soft. So as you go in and you're an insider, you're like, this is Moby Dick's, but people on the outside think it's just Moby's because they're not in.
Moby, yeah. Soft Dick.
Yeah.
That's what the non-illuminated D-I-C-K means. Although, Tyson, you did hit a good thing. Why not add an S to the end? Plural. Moby Dick's.
Dick's.
Or Moby's Dicks.
Yeah. Moby's Dicks.
Just change it a little bit. Don't lose all your branding.
Yeah.
You know, just throw an S on the end there.
How's
and
that
maybe
better?
That'll satisfy people. I don't know. I don't know what's better for people, but I'm just saying this might be a compromise. We're just trying to find a compromise. Moby's Dicks.
Moby's Dicks. Do you need plural on both?
Yeah.
One is the possessive and one is the plural. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has lots of them.
Why don't they just name it Skippers?
Skippers? Okay. I think that the problem is just that it's the franchise is Moby Dick. I think you lose all of the name brand recognition of Moby Dick.
Oh, it's a franchise? Skippers.
Yeah.
There's multiple Moby Dick.
There's one place that's a Moby Dick, and they're trying to open another location, and then the tenants in the new location don't want there to be a Moby Dick there. They feel like that it's going to bring down the property value.
Tyson,
who are these
people?
Are these Skippers and Red Lobster that don't want the Moby Dick in there?
No, it's an Asian fusion restaurant, but I'm not sure what it's called.
Tyson, okay. I smell a business opportunity for you. Why don't you bring a Moby Dick franchise down here?
And put it in next to Skippers?
Right next to your house. You've got businesses underneath your apartment.
Oh, sweet. And then are you kidding me? And then I get free food there.
Yeah.
Yeah, next to Build-A-Bear or whatever it is you have will be Moby's Dicks.
It's not Build-A-Bear. It is that one where you paint the pots and stuff.
Oh, Color Me Mine?
Color Me Mine.
Yeah.
So dude, let's go to Moby's Danny. Dicks. Okay, yeah.
Danny and Rob, guys night out. First, let's go paint our pots. Put them in the kiln. Go to Moby's Dicks. Then, after our delicious meal, which will be free because I'll be the owner, well, free for you, I'll be paying up the nose for all that. Then, we go back, get our kiln-dried pots. Perfect.
And put our leftovers in them.
Mm-hmm. And put our leftovers in them.
Yeah, it's a way to carry our stuff back to our house.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Moby Dick night at Tyson's.
I'm looking for flights right now, Rob, for you.
Okay, perfect.
Well, first you have to get that franchise, Tyson.
Yeah.
I want to make sure flights are cheap first before I purchase the franchise. Yeah.
Well, this is actually a really important story for me because I have a Moby Dick tattoo, and I'm worried that if, for whatever reason, they have to change the name, I'm going to need to go and get that tattoo removed. Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's think of some things we can change it to.
Yes. And it's also a fitting tattoo because that Ron Burgundy's told me about the origin of the name San Diego, which ties in very closely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes.
So that's a tattoo you're definitely going to want to hold on to anyways.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure.
Yeah. Huh.
All right. Let's talk about another important story this week. After persistent campaigning on social media, another movement has finally happened. Apple will finally discuss this week the prospect of a set of redhead emojis to go along with the typical blonde and brunette ones already available on iPhones. So it's happening, Danny. The ginger revolution is here.
You know, that's a group of people who are constantly harassed, but don't get much notice for that harassment.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Rachel marched in the Women's March specifically for redheads,
for gingers.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, that the episode of South Park, I think it's called Gingivitis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it's just like, no, there was no, nobody came out and said, this is horrible. You know, stop discriminating against redheads.
They take a lot of abuse. Like, there's a lot of groups that you can't talk about. But there's other groups that, like, it's kind of, like, acceptable still to talk about.
Encouraged.
And they get
almost
it worse.
Encouraged.
And the redheads, I think, are one of those groups, Tyson.
Yeah. So I'll name some of the other groups, because the only ones I can think of are the redheads.
There's other people, you know, that I'm sure you can think of it.
You don't want to name them, though, because they'll comment and say, we take a lot of crap. Definitely gingers take a lot of abuse. And now they had to fight to get their own ginger emoji.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that finally they're being heard.
Finally.
I'm surprised they got 20,000 signatures. Most gingers wouldn't want their name on a petition, lest they be outed.
There's and I think isn't the number of gingers dwindling?
It is.
It's going down?
Yeah. I think I read somewhere in 500 years there won't be any gingers left.
So the emoji will be just a remembrance.
Yeah, a relic.
A relic. And grandparents can be like, I had a friend who was a redhead. And
no, you didn't.
Redheads never existed.
Yeah. Redheads never existed.
My grandma was friends with a redhead, and your grandchild will be like, yeah, I'm not talking to grandma anymore. She talks about redheads.
Those are just stories. They were never redheads.
And then the grandma will point to the emoji. See, the emoji exists, therefore redheads must have existed.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. It'll be a whole big thing. The founder of Emojipedia claims that the oversight has been the most common complaint they've received over the past few months, and an online petition is demanding a ginger emoji has 20,000 signatures, mostly from people in Scotland and Ireland. See, they're going to be the last holdouts, though, Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will be. And they may even, like, as it comes down to, have you ever seen The Children of Men?
Yeah.
Where they find, like, the last baby?
The last redhead.
Maybe, they'll have the last redhead and have to protect it and breed it with other recessive genes, hoping that more redheads can be made.
You like that movie, Children of Men?
Yeah. I saw it when it came out, and that's all I kind of remember it.
Yeah.
Redheads can be very outspoken, which is part of the reason people don't like redheads, but they have to.
Is that true?
Some of them can be. You can remember the fiery redhead? It's kind of a...
I feel like that's a loose generalization that now you're going to get in trouble for by our listeners.
I said some redheads are outspoken, right? Remember that we have this idea or concept of a fiery redhead, right, with a lot of attitude and sass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe that doesn't exist anymore.
The fiery redhead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I think that might just be, you know, that you associate fire with the color red, and that might just be a generalization.
Well, no, because if a lot of redheads are coming from Scotland and Ireland, trust me, they've got a lot of, they're
sassafras.
Very emotional. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, why?
Sassafras? What the hell is sassafras?
Well, I just went with sass and then... Also added frass.
Added some frass. Yeah,
now,
frass usually follows sass.
Let me ask a question. Why do all of the redhead emojis that they're working on for the men have mustaches? Is it possible to be a redhead emoji and not have a mustache, Tyson?
Apparently not right now. I mean, we're trying here, but we're not as progressive as we should be. And so,
why does he look like a 1970s pedo?
Yeah.
And plus, that's not red. That's orange.
You have to exaggerate it in the emoji so people know that it's red. Because if you did like an almost brown red, they'd be like, that doesn't represent redheads that well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They also,
red hair, if you actually looked at red hair, is more orange than red anyways.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure the red hair does not accompany some of these skin tones.
Yeah, they have some darker skin tones that also have the red hair. And
there's
it
only
seems like
there's
I don't
only
know
one
if that person
tone.
Exists.
Yeah,
that's called transparent.
Yeah, only albinos.
Yeah,
and yeah.
Like they, you know, it's even like some
tone.
Really tan people with I haven't seen that either. So I don't know. I think they still need to workshop this a lot.
I think they need to consult a redhead or a
get
ginger.
A whole team of redheads on it.
Yeah, it's like if you were to make emojis about women, you'd bring in some women. If you're going to make an emoji about redheads, bring in a whole team of redheads.
Right. I've seen Dennis Rodman with this look, but I think that's about it.
Yeah, and also he doesn't need an emoji because his hair color isn't natural.
Yeah. So Do we need emojis for every single color of hair that you could dye it also? Like, are we just going beyond the natural, like, naturally occurring emoji?
I think eventually we're going to have to for the clowns, yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay. Well, I think that in the future, it's all going to be very... You're going to be able to change whatever you want. Every aspect of the emoji will be...
you click and change.
It'll be possible to change, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about another story this week that's going on in India, where freezing temperatures have created problems for the safety and comfort of elephants at a conservation center, where the villagers have gotten together to knit jumpsuits for the elephants so they could stay warm. Danny, is this a good use of everybody's time?
There's no shortage of seamstresses and stuff in India. So, I mean, they could have rounded up any 10 women at random in India, and they would probably be masters at sewing and knitting.
Nice, so, I mean, nice looking jumpsuit.
Yeah, that probably didn't take very long.
I really would like to purchase one of these and use it as like a blanket or a bedspread when they're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing too is, like, remember that guy who would make sweaters of places that he lived?
Yeah.
Or that he was visiting?
Mm-hmm. Visiting.
And he like became a viral sensation. He said it took him about a month to knit a sweater. So I feel like if that's the same timeline these women are on, the cold will have come and gone. It's not. These people have one up the day at now the next
this,
day.
These women are putting out one knitted elephant jumper a day, I'm sure.
Holy cow, dude.
No, I'm just saying they've got skills. They've got way better skills than this guy.
Holy elephant cow.
Yes.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Elephants are also called cows. Female elephants are cows.
Wow. Is that in just in name?
Yeah. And males are bulls.
So you would think the elephant skin would be thick enough to handle some cold temperatures.
Yeah.
He took them over the Alps. What's his name?
Hannibal.
Hannibal
and
took them over the Alps.
Only one of them survived.
That's not true. More than one survived.
Only a lot of them died, though.
So, yes, a lot of them did die, but Hannibal managed to bring a lot of them over the Alps. So that's way colder than whatever they're experiencing in India.
Yeah, but still, it's not a matter of what they can tolerate. It's a comfort issue now. We have the means to make these elephants comfortable finally for the first times in our lives, and we're not going to do it, Danny. What kind of monster are you?
You're right.
Do the elephants like wearing jumpsuits, Tyson?
It looks like they love it.
Very happy.
They love it?
Yeah.
Will they go back to not wearing jumpsuits?
No, this is where the elephants start to take over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Adam and Eve putting a leaf over themselves. They become self-aware. Now all of a sudden they're like, right. Now they're shamed.
They have modesty
now.
Yeah.
And this is where it starts. They've eaten the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So to speak.
So now,
so to speak.
Will the elephant that has this jumpsuit, Danny, be treated as the king of the elephants?
Definitely looks like a king.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Very regal, that look.
Yeah.
For the elephant.
Looks spectacular. But there can only be one king, I think, in elephant society. So unless he's fought for dominance, he's probably just be trampled to death if he tries to take over.
So, Tyson, when the weather gets warm again, will we have like a short set for the elephant?
I think a short set and a sunbrella.
The elephant would love the sunbrella.
Yeah.
It can hold it with its
trunk.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. Okay.
So I think we're in for some really cute elephant stuff going on here in the next, you know, I mean.
Can't wait to see it pop up on Pinterest.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to see, you can buy elephant suits on Pinterest. And also, the other thing that is probably a lot of designers are going to start focusing solely on elephant attire.
Right. Because they'll probably be expensive.
See elephants at Fashion Week.
Yeah. There's a lot of fabric that goes into making one of these. You could probably fetch a pretty penny for one of these elephant jumpsuits. So maybe this is a good side market for artists to be exploring.
Do a lot of elephants have the resources to purchase these jumpsuits?
Well, tusks are pretty expensive. So if they're willing to give up some of their tusk,
you
could easily buy several of these jumpsuits.
Yeah. Tyson, will these brightly colored jumpsuits make the elephants easier to be hunted? Will this actually be a problem for the elephant population?
Good point.
And this is coming from someone who's not a poacher.
Mm-hmm.
It would be harder to shoot an elephant in a cute jumpsuit. I feel like they would look at it and be like, oh, it's just like people.
Danny.
And have a hard time.
Could you hunt an animal that was wearing a jumpsuit?
I'm with Tyson.
Yeah.
The more human they become, the harder I'm sure they become to kill, unless you don't have a hard time killing humans.
Mm. Yeah.
But for the rest of us, it'd be like Tyson.
And it's open season.
So
look at
should
that.
Animal rights activists begin dressing all of the animals they want to protect?
Yes.
No. Yes.
Because that
maybe.
Goes against the things they believe in. So that's the hard thing, because PETA's like, don't dress them like people. They're not people. They're their own thing. But then if you dress them, it actually makes the humans treat them better. Now you're onto something. I mean, look at the dog that played basketball in the NBA. Yeah. I saw that documentary. He was treated like a king.
Air Bud?
Yep.
And did he wear a uniform?
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a jersey.
Yeah.
Look, guys, elephants have all the protection they need. They've got Prince Harry. He's out there. He's putting in time. He's protecting these guys. I mean,
hasn't he hunted elephants before?
No. He's he's one of their biggest, I don't know what you would call them, protectors.
Okay.
Now, speaking of animal rights issues, have you guys been following this story about this dog movie with Dennis Quaid, A Dog's Purpose, and some of this footage that came out, Tyson?
I heard about the footage, but I didn't see it for myself.
Yeah, so this is a dog reincarnation movie. It's the feel-good movie of the year about the dogs that keep getting reincarnated. But to make this movie, they had like a bunch of footage of them really like trying to make the dog really scared. And some of that stuff has leaked and people are calling for a boycott and protest of the movie. Tyson, will you be protesting A Dog's Purpose?
Probably not actively, but I don't ever foresee myself like lining up at the box office to see it day one.
Yes. Danny?
I know it's not the same, right? But I was watching a trailer for John Wick, and I was sitting there with my wife, and in the trailer, he has a scene where he opens the door as a motorcyclist is driving by, and the motorcyclist hits it and goes tumbling through the air. And I just thought, what about stunt people?
Mm-hmm.
I know, unlike the dog, the stunt people voluntarily choose to do it, but it just seems like the most dangerous job in the world for just our entertainment. You know, and it's similar to the dog. Like, what are you willing to get a dog to do just so you can be entertained? But it's like there's people when you make an action movie that are seriously getting hurt just so you can sit in the theater.
So you're saying that you wish there was never an Evel Knievel?
No, I love those movies. I'll definitely go see John Wick. But when it comes to making a movie, what I'm trying to say, there's a lot of, we only see the polished product, but there's a lot of grime that goes
but
on
I think
to make
the
a
key
movie.
Is, I think the key really is that person has consented to do it.
No, and I pointed that out, and the dog necessarily does
but
it. But
that is the line.
Yeah, well, no, but the trainer came out today, the guy who trains the dog, and said that the dog at no point was distressed. And that he actually loves swimming in the pool, and he enjoyed filming those scenes.
Mm, how do they know? They know for sure.
Well, then if you say, how do they know, then how do they know that he was distressed? Mm. Maybe the look on his face, but he's not communicating. Maybe that look on his face is just like, oh, this is so rad.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, someone who's riding a roller coaster looks scared, but they actually had fun.
Saying is there's no way we can actually communicate with animals?
Not yet. Not yet.
I don't think I'd have a big issue with it if this was going to be a good movie, but it feels like, you know, very exploitive to the dog for this bad movie.
Wait, is this Dennis or Randy?
Dennis Quaid.
I think I heard the dogs weren't necessarily upset about their treatment, but the fact that they were being roped into this movie and they were embarrassed to be seen.
It's very exploitive to the dogs.
So, wasn't that they were treated poorly. It's the fact that they were in the movie at all that they were upset
with. Imagine being a dog and thinking you're going to do the, like, Air Bud 2.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're, like, in this stupid Dennis Quaid movie with the brother of Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to bite your agent.
What I had heard was that the dog agreed to the project thinking that Leo was signed on. And then when the dog found out that it was Dennis Quaid, boy, that dog was very upset about the whole thing.
So that's the real cruelty there.
Yeah, that was the tip of the iceberg, what you saw in that video. All right, before we get to our next story, let me just take a moment to mention refinancedance.com. Because if you're a homeowner that owes less than $625,000 on your home, you should know about refinancedance.com. They've got some surprising information for homeowners. Did you know that homeowners, qualified homeowners, can take advantage of Congress's once-in-a-lifetime mortgage relief program called HARP? Tyson, did you even know about this?
No, but refinancing is always the way to go.
It is. Wow. The program itself is totally free, HARP. It doesn't add any cost to your refi. The only bad news is, like many government benefits, this program will expire. homeowners who act before the program expires this year can take advantage of the greatest mortgage reduction program in U.S. history. HARP is really a program with no downside. It helps homeowners get better, more affordable mortgages. Responsible homeowners have used HARP to eliminate up to 15 years of mortgage payments, cut their interest rates in half, and have simply lowered their monthly payments and saved over $4,100 a year. If you want to know more about HARP and the amount that you could save by refinancing, you need to connect with the lenders at refinancedance.com. It's a name that makes you smile and savings that will make you dance. Refinancedance.com. That's refinancedance.com. Let's talk about a story. And again, I don't like to do a lot of political coverage, but sometimes a story sort of intersects the world of, you know, the actual factual news and what's going on in politics. And a lot of people this weekend were talking about a press conference given by incoming White House press secretary Sean Spicer about some of the things that he had been saying. But there's another battle that Sean Spicer has been waging for 5 years that is coming to light via social media. And so a story in the New York Daily News depicted the feud that Sean Spicer has been having over 5 years with Dippin' Dots before coming on to work with President Trump. Sean Spicer hates Dippin' Dots. He says that Dippin' Dots is not the ice cream of the future, that he goes on to occasionally tweet negative things about Dippin' Dots all through the last 5 years. And I could not agree more with our new press secretary, Danny. Dippin' Dots are terrible.
Make sure you point out this is the only thing you agree with. Otherwise, bad things could happen to you, Rob. But Dippin' Dots don't even exist anymore, do they?
No.
Well, I thought they're gone.
Well, that at one point that the company went bankrupt and Sean Spicer was tweeting about how happy he was that the company went bankrupt, but then somebody else came in and bailed them out. They had a bailout. Dippin' Dots was too big to fail, Tyson.
Yeah, dang it. No, they were called, Spicer's tweet when they went bankrupt was they're not the ice cream of the future, but they're the ice cream of the past.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe the guy who invented Dippin' Dots, he married Sean Spicer's girlfriend? I mean, where did all this animosity for Dippin' Dots come from?
Yeah, that's what we don't know. We don't know what really spurred it on. Maybe he just his dis.
They're like, terrible. That's what spurred it on.
I was disappointed when I tried Dippin' Dots, but I'm also an adult. So it's like a kid probably would really think that's fun. No,
their marketing is terrible. They market themselves as some sort of ice cream alternative. And Danny, well, ice cream is delicious. Dippin' Dots are clearly not. And Sean Spicer is 100% on the money on this.
So you eat the Dippin' Dots. It tastes bad. You send out one tweet that notes your displeasure and you move on. That's
he
how
was really
you deal
looking
with
forward
disappointment
to ice
as
cream.
An adult.
And not only do they say, like, we're like ice cream, but better. The whole point of Dippin' Dots is they call them the ice cream of the future. So they in some future dystopia, ice cream will be gone. And all that there will be are Dippin' Dots. And look, Sean Spicer is working towards that is not the future he is trying to build.
Dippin' Dots free future.
That's not his future, yes.
The other thing, too, is it's like when you look down the list of his tweets, he's obviously gone to Dippin' Dots multiple times. Like the first one, and then there's one where he complains about how they're out of vanilla at the football stadium.
Yeah, at the Nationals games.
If you hate Dippin' Dots so much, why do you keep going for him, bro?
I think he doth protest too much.
You think he loves Dippin' Dots?
I think he freaking loves Dippin' Dots. I mean, that's where it's going. This 5 year
he's got a crush
is because he has a love of Dippin' Dots that he hates himself for.
Yeah. Mm. He said, that some of his tweets are Dippin' Dots is not the ice cream of the future. I think I've said this before, but Dippin' Dots are not the ice cream of the future. That was from 2011. He also was very excited after bankruptcy. And then as recently as 2015, he says, if Dippin' Dots were truly the ice cream of the future, they would not have run out of vanilla.
Okay. All right.
This guy's got a chip on his shoulder, you know, and it's hard to live life like that because he's just an angry man going through life in love with Dippin' Dots, obviously, but ashamed to show it.
You think that's what it is? You think that he
He's a grown man who loves Dippin' Dots.
He's peer pressured into Dippin' Dot hate because everybody around him probably hates it. So, you know, he has to tweet that he hates it as well, but secretly he has a love for it.
He has a repressed love of Dippin' Dots.
All the cool kids from his high school and college all got together at a party, and he said, I'm really going to wow these people. What I'm going to do is bring so many Dippin' Dots that it blows these guys' minds. Hopefully none of them have ever had it. They'll try it. They'll love it. I'll be the belle of the ball. Rolls in. Everybody laughs at him. What are you, like a five-year-old kid? Dippin' Dots are gross. They're stupid. He felt so much shame that day. He ran away crying, clutching his Dippin' Dots, hid in his car, ate all of them. Seriously, like 30 gallons worth of Dippin' Dots. He just sat there and cried.
Until he blacked out.
Woke up in a puddle of his own feces.
A sticky mess.
Yeah, yeah.
Cop knocking on the window. What's going on in there?
Yeah.
He's got tears streaming down his face. He's got melted ice cream in his lap. His pants
are
around his ankle.
And then the cop
open the door, sir.
Those Dippin' Dots?
Yeah.
And the cop laughs at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it just got out of hand.
He's waging war.
Okay. Hopefully, one of the members of the White House press corps will take it upon themselves the next time they're able to ask questions. Press Secretary Spicer, could you please explain the feud between you and Dippin' Dots?
Yeah, he's like, I hate them. That's simple.
Yeah.
That'll be an easy answer.
Don't buy them.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then he'll break down into tears and be like, that's actually an alternative fact.
No.
I love Dippin' Dots.
I don't want to hear about alternative facts, Tyson. That he is on the money in terms of this. The Dippin' Dots need to be shut down. What's in a
He's
Dippin'
on
Dot?
The money.
What
is a Dippin' Dot? I think it's just a little ball of ice cream, isn't
it? It's not ice. It's not made of ice cream. It would melt.
It sounds like ice cream for the astronaut. Probably easier to eat Dippin' Dots in space than, you know, regular ice cream.
And what do you
maybe
dip
that's
them
where
in?
It belongs.
What do you dip them in? What?
Nothing into your mouth.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
So here's what they are, according to Wikipedia, that they were created in 1987 by flash freezing ice cream mix in liquid nitrogen. That sounds dangerous to eat.
That sounds futuristic.
No.
Did you ever see the Terminator? Liquid nitrogen. Those are futuristic things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I'm out. I'm out on the Dippin' Dots. You're not going to talk me into it.
Nobody here is
going to
try
Spicer.
That.
Yeah, we're not talking you into the Dippin' Dots. We're just saying Spicer has a secret love affair with him that is unfounded, and everyone knows that, so he's trying to go the exact opposite direction with it.
Yep. Classic.
Okay. All right. And then finally, one other story to talk about this week. This is a follow-up to something that I believe we might have talked about a long time ago. Gwyneth Paltrow has a jade egg available in her Goop store. It costs $66, and that it is designed as a exercise device for women's reproductive organs. How about that, Tyson?
Wow.
That was well said.
Incredible.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if maybe we should just have an entire Goop section of this show where we review her products.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you'd be willing to review this jade egg?
So how does it work? Would it work for the rectum muscle as well?
I would imagine it would work the same. Again, here's the description of the jade egg from goop.com. Yoni eggs, once the strictly guarded secret of Chinese concubines and the royalty in antiquity, they harness the power of energy work, crystal healing, and Kegel-like physical practice. Jade eggs' power to cleanse and to clear make them ideal for detox. This particular jade, nephrite jade, has incredible clearing and cleansing powers, says Shiva Rose. It's a dark, deep green and heavy. It's a great stone for taking away negativity, and it's definitely the one to start with. Fans say regular use increases chi, orgasms, vaginal muscle tone, hormonal balance, and feminine energy in general. Shiva Rose has been practicing with them for 7 years and raves about the results. We tried them too, and we're so convinced we put them in the Goop shop. $66. That's a bargain, Tyson.
Yeah,
how much
that's
was
one
the,
of the cheaper things.
Yeah, Nordstrom Stone.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
You can't put that up your rectum.
I think you can. I don't think that.
You could try.
That's maybe not what the leather pouch was for, to handle it without getting your hand dirty.
Right.
Yeah. So you need a leather pouch for this thing, too. Yeah, I think people who want, like, a Goop product just to tell their friends they have a Goop product, but they didn't want to, like, pay through the nose for it, this is the
or
product
somewhere else.
For them.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
But hold on right there. You know,
what?
Hold up. Before you go out there and get your own jade egg, now gynecologists have come out and are advising against the use of jade eggs being sold from Goop. Because,
yeah, but who are you going to listen to?
Yeah.
Chinese concubines or
and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Modern scientists.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Because you know what? Probably Big Gyno wants to take these jade eggs out of the circulation because probably that the gynecologist visits are going way down, Danny.
That big, yes, that is a huge lobby group. I'm sure they've got their hands everywhere, and they're definitely going to fight this because they're just losing business like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, it corrects your chi and it gives you feminine energy. Who knew, though, the Chinese concubines were literally sitting on a magic egg that is now hatching before our eyes.
One gynecologist recently penned an open letter to Gwyneth Paltrow claiming that the product's claims are both sexist and scientifically impossible and warns people not to use them. They could be hazardous and will not do anything beneficial for you down there.
Sexist? She doesn't say anywhere that a guy can't use this, right?
Yeah. I mean, is it sexist that you have to insert this jade egg to exude feminine energy? Is that sexist?
Well, no, because some dudes want that feminine energy.
Yeah.
Can you get it from anywhere else than a jade egg?
Can you get bigger eggs? Because you're probably going to need one after a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. So you're saying a bigger, heavier egg, like a 75-pounder?
Well, yeah.
Like a jade softball?
Will a heavier egg, do you go from like 5-pound weights to 10-pound weights? Do you need to like keep increasing the weight of the egg?
And then eventually
I think you just do more reps.
Eventually we'll see Gwyneth Paltrow pulling a jumbo jet with her, vagina down a runway because you'll be so strong down there.
And this is just like me guessing, but I bet she doesn't use this.
You don't think so?
No.
You know, the what? Really? You don't think she uses this? She touts all of its benefits and she doesn't even use it. That's.
Yeah. So let me tell you the story of the man who made a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He found something that people would buy. Talked it up and sold it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Is that the story?
Yeah, that's the whole story.
Which egg would you rather have, the Nordstrom egg or this one, Tyson? I mean, the Nordstrom rock or this egg?
Does the jade egg look pretty cool? Because I feel like jade's probably a pretty mineral.
Yeah, I bet it looks cool. Let me see.
Yeah, I would probably go with the jade egg just based on looks alone.
Does it come with a leather pouch, though?
Yeah, the leather pouch is dope.
The woman that wrote this article, Dr. Jen Gunter, who wrote this letter to Gwyneth Paltrow, she also adds that the jade is porous, and if you sleep with the yoni egg inserted, which Goop recommends, you could end up with a bacterial infection or toxic shock syndrome. So stop sleeping with your jade eggs in, ladies.
Uh-huh. That's no good.
You know, her website is named Goop, or her company is Goop.
Yeah, I don't think that's a flattering name either.
No.
Yeah.
Goop.
Okay.
It's like what I rub out of my eyes when I wake up.
It's what your egg will be covered in the morning,
it
too.
It seems
Tyson.
As though Gwyneth Paltrow is giving out a lot of women's reproductive advice, which is also frowned upon. Gwyneth Paltrow had also advised women that they should clean their reproductive organs using steaming.
Yeah, steam them.
Which Dr. Jen also says that's a no-go. Do not practice vaginal steaming, even if Gwyneth Paltrow tells you to.
Dr. Jen doesn't like steamed clams.
Look, you can say whatever you want.
That's a medical professional you're talking about.
Okay. You can say whatever you want about health as long as you have that asterisk at the bottom that says these claims have not been verified by the FDA. That's the only thing you need, and then you're free and clear.
Yeah.
Does
so
she
go ahead,
that?
Steam it out, jam an egg in there, and sure, all sorts of benefits will help, and your chi will get stronger. And
so maybe the toxic shock is what they think.
Part of getting stronger.
Confusing that with the chi. They're like, oh, I feel like really terrible and lightheaded and stuff. I don't even know how you feel when you have toxic shock, but it can't be good.
It's bad. It could be fatal.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's definitely not good. Tyson, do we need to have an intervention for Rachel on this Goop website?
I already told her not to buy the egg.
Yeah, okay. Because my wife doesn't even go on this website, and she goes on some crazy websites.
This is what Rachel said she does. She doesn't buy stuff direct from Goop. She reads all the stuff about it and then finds it for cheaper other places.
Okay.
So, like, the ashwagandha and all the, like, mushroom roots that she adds to our shakes that, you know, I don't know why I'm getting tubbier and smushier drinking these sex dust and moon dust shakes every other morning.
Yeah.
Do you think it's safe, though, to buy a Goop egg from someone other than Goop? Are you kind of like rolling the dice there, Tyson?
Like a secondhand egg?
Yeah, like a secondhand egg made in Thailand.
Used egg?
Yeah, no, we're not buying eggs at all here in this household. But what I'm saying, it's better to buy a Goop egg because then you can jump on that class action lawsuit as soon as people start getting toxic.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Gwyneth Paltrow still making movies?
I hope not.
No, she's making eggs.
She's making eggs.
Yeah.
You can't take a day off of the egg business.
I'm on her website right now.
Oh, God. You're giving her another stat? Get off of there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, she's got some stuff coming out. She hasn't done anything recently she was in the movie Mordecai.
Oh, yeah.
Big hit.
Yeah. Hopefully she comes out with some like super pretentious documentry.
Yeah. I think she used all that Iron Man money.
That seems to be the natural progression.
Oh, yeah. As Money Penny.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Pepper Potts. That's right.
Oh.
Okay. Danny, what do you got in the bolt hole?
Rob, are you talking about the bolt hole? I've got a couple eggs of information I want to share with you.
Okay.
Nice.
I've had them up there.
Do we have a bolt hole song?
I've had them up there all night, and they're about to just take it out and share it with
you. Not advised.
Okay. So, Rob, I know that you're going to the 2020 Summer Olympics.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just want you to know that the Japanese have taken into consideration your ignorance of toilet operations, and they're going to simplify all of the buttons used to operate their toilets. Because
I guess
it just goes right over the heads of, people not from Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good.
So
I want to get this open.
So they have, the buttons are going to be simplified. Large flush, small flush, lift the lid, lift the seat, dryer, bidet, washer, and stop. They're going to make it so that all you have to do is push a couple simple images that tell you that you're about to get hot water sprayed into your butthole.
Oh, nice. So now there's only like 35 buttons instead of the 120 variations.
Yeah, I mean, it used to look like the command console for the space station, but it looks like they're going to simplify it to something more like a remote for your TV, which can also still be complicated, but...
Yeah,
Rob, you'll be able to handle this.
Good.
Yeah.
Old people
will have a hard time pooping in Japan.
Yeah. Okay.
Why are their toilets so much more advanced?
I don't know. Tyson, I believe that we talked about this on the previous version of the podcast, the Spicer Hour, I think, that where we talk about Dippin' Dots and Asian toilets.
Yeah, we did.
Really?
We did talk about Asian toilets.
On
everything
Spicer
old
Hour.
Is new again.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all becoming young again.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to move on. I don't have a lot today. I've got one other story.
Yes.
And it also involves animals, so it kind of ties in nicely with what we've been talking about. But there, posting video on Facebook is a great way to get arrested. It seems as if criminals are making it easier and easier for the cops to find them by videotaping every act of criminality. And there was a man who swallowed a goldfish on Facebook, and now he's facing jail time.
Jail time?
Yes. For animal cruelty.
Wow.
What do you guys think?
I mean, that seems a little bit...
harsh.
A little harsh. How much jail time? Well, like
was
a
he
day?
Gonna...
No, it doesn't say. It just says jail time.
Hmm. So it could be a day.
It could be, right? That would be considered time.
If it was like an hour, I'm okay with it.
Do they do that? Do they put people in jail for just an hour?
Just
but
like,
aren't goldfish a lot of times feeder fish anyways?
What does that mean?
They buy them and then put them in the tank for other fish to eat?
No, I think this was a pet.
Oh, they do have some feed fish, I believe, that you go buy and their sole purpose is to get eaten.
Yeah. Like, this is stupid, but I don't know if it should be jail time.
Yeah, well, that's not up to you. That's
and it's
up
not
to
even,
the judge.
It's not even that stupid. Like, kids used to do this. Like, I remember, not specifically, but I remember, like, watching shows and stuff from a little bit earlier time than us,
mm-hmm.
before video games and stuff, where people would do stuff like this. Like, oh, swallow goldfish. That's easy. I think I even remember, like, magicians swallowing goldfishes and then regurgitating them back out of their mouths.
Yeah.
Which, is that better than just swallowing it and eating it? Regurgitation?
Well, it was alive.
Yeah, what's the difference between what this guy did and if I go out for sushi later?
Well, that sushi fish, he met a quick end. This one's going to suffer swimming around your stomach acid.
The courts are going to set a precedent here that is going to change and shape the direction of our country, and it's up to them to, you know.
Well, this happened in the UK.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is UK justice.
Okay.
They're a little bit more sensitive to goldfish rights.
Yeah.
In the UK.
If anything, they should delete this guy's Facebook. I think that's that's what Rob says. Delete his Facebook.
I think you've
case closed. Who's next?
I think you've hit upon something, Rob.
Yeah.
As a form of punishment, Facebook deletion should be a new option to the courts.
That would be awesome.
I think that's good.
Here's the thing. Here's what I think has probably happened. In the UK, he swallowed a goldfish and the government was like, crap. Now he knows there's more things he can eat that are more delicious than any of the food we've invented in
the UK. Goldfish are that good.
No, but the food in the UK is that bad.
Oh, okay.
And so now he's like, his eyes are opened. He's been awoke.
He's woke.
And yeah, he's woke. So I think they're trying to put the kibosh on something before it becomes a movement.
Yeah.
I want to go back to what Rob said earlier. I think if you eliminated people's Facebook and their social media, if that was a form of punishment, I think their behavior becomes better. Because now, instead of these people doing, all these Facebook live videos, the only reason these people are acting out is because they want to show it to the world, right? And get a little bit of attention for their 15 seconds. But if the judge comes down and say, okay, I'm deleting all of your social media accounts, you can't have one for 2 or 3 years. Can you imagine how brutal of a punishment that would be to like a millennial?
Yeah.
I think that's great, Rob.
I think that's even worse than public shaming?
Right.
Yeah. I think it's a great solution. You get Spicer on board.
Yeah.
You guys can connect over your Dipping Dots hatred.
But I know Twitter has made headlines when they have kicked people off of Twitter. I think most recently Martin Shkreli, our fellow blabber, was recently kicked off of Twitter. And I feel like they just go to other places.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But this is like a court-ordered deletion of all, or maybe like a court-ordered hold, and with your parole officer checking your internet.
Oh, wow.
Every week. Instead of a drug test, you know, he doesn't come and have you piss in a jar. He comes and checks your IP.
Yeah. Could they take your devices away?
Well, no, because you still need that phone for your job, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe they give you an old school Motorola flip phone.
Yeah, but I feel like that, you know, you hear like in these sex offender cases that they're not allowed to use a computer unless it's like for work purposes.
There you go. Just give them some old computer
an
with
old
a dial-up
computer.
Connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's an iPhone 4.
So it's so ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they just get so frustrated when they try to
troll
people.
Yeah, no front-facing camera. How about that now?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Flip phone.
And then you won't have people swallowing goldfish, because if the camera wasn't on, there's a good chance this guy wouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So you want to block the people that watched it also?
No, let's just start here with the offenders.
Okay.
But I think that we basically just solved like 50% of humanity's problems just right now with that solution.
You can thank us later.
Yes.
Okay. What's the hashtag today?
Moby's dicks.
Okay. Sure, because it's not offensive. It's a book.
It is a book. Moby's dicks is fine.
That's fine. Yeah. I think that's pretty good. Tyson, what about reviews? Has anybody reviewed the podcast in the last 7 days?
Yes, we got some new ones.
Okay, all right.
Sweet.
NewsAF.news for reviews in the iTunes store. You could also leave us star ratings as well. We prefer 5, but it's really, you have the option to do any number you want.
Okay, here we go. NewsAF is always funny AF.
Thank you.
5 stars by Bradass TV. Rob, Tyson, and Danny are brothers from other mothers. These three guys work so well together, you would think they were related. Whether it's the latest news on Pokemon Go or creepy clowns or sex couches, they keep us up to date on all the actual factual news and their dedication and their dedication shows. If you watch the show on YouTube, you will see Tyson has been holding that mic for over a year, and for his hard work, we should all chip in and buy him a mic arm, because I worry he will pull something, and that's not a chance I'm willing to make.
Did you want a mic arm? AF. Did you? Is that something you wanted, or it didn't fit on your desk?
Well, my desk is too low, so when I have the mic arm, I have the mic arm right here.
Okay,
but it's too low, and I like to sit away from my desk when I do the show.
Yeah,
so I don't like to sit right up on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I put the mic arm up, I would have to be like,
yeah,
like this.
Okay,
and I don't like that. I like to sit back. So I have. And I do think about it pretty much every time we do this show. If there was a way to get the mic out here, that would be great. But I'm also not opposed to holding it.
I mean, we could get like some sort of like a stand that's like, you know, something like with his options, Tyson.
You know, like that burger holder that goes around the mouth. You can just try and get something like that. So it's actually attached to me.
Microphone to that. Yeah.
It's attached to me rather than attached to something else that is stationary.
Why don't you hang it down from the ceiling like you're a boxing announcer?
Oh, no, let me do a test real quick.
Okay. All right. Yes. Yeah, that's hold on. Okay. Let me get the shot on you. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
so that would be like Tyson's just like dangling the microphone in front of his face.
Yeah, that would work.
Plus, that's a pretty normal sight for you. You like everything's dangling in front of your face. So
into my
you're
face.
Comfortable with
dangling
that.
Down
yes.
And into my face. Yeah.
You're okay. Comfortable in yeah. That position.
I'm more comfortable in that position than if there wasn't something in my face.
Than when you're holding it.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, great work once again, News AF team. Of course, you can send us your stories to our Facebook group, which is Group AF on Facebook. We've got the link on the show page. Also, you can email stories, tips@newsaf.news. Of course, fantastic work by our News AF intern, Lita, who added to the story about the San Diego Chargers that she, too, has an NFL team tattoo. I'm sure that that is a good story.
Who has a NFL team tattoo?
News AF intern Lita. She has an NFL team tattoo.
Lita does, wow. or the person who submitted the story does?
I believe Lita does.
Because I think on Facebook...
Oh, the person who submitted the story does. It was I was a little confused in the note.
Yeah,
Tyson, do you love anything enough to get a tattoo of it? Any brand, any team? Is there anything
any
out
brand
there?
Brand or team? Well, yeah. I kind of for a time thought that if I had to get a tattoo, I'd do like one of the Led Zeppelin logos, but that's been done a bunch of times.
Yeah,
so. No, I don't think so. Maybe something funny if there was something hilarious.
Mm. Okay.
Rob's face?
Yeah.
On your back?
Well.
Why is my face so hilarious, Danny?
Yeah. Yeah, Danny.
I was just picturing it on your back, like giving like a thumbs up. But then if you and Rob stopped being friends, now you have to get that removed or turn into a beautiful rose.
Hmm. It's a good question.
I'm browsing the Facebook page.
Yes.
Trying to find that story.
Yet?
Looking for that story.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Yes. Who has the tattoo? I know Lita's a big Steelers fan, I believe.
Then it must be Lita, because I guess it doesn't say it here. Yeah. So you were correct and I was incorrect.
Yes. So we'll see. Lita will let us know. Of course, thanks so much as well to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the News AF podcast every week. Fantastic job. by him as well, getting this podcast into your digital podcast devices.
Yes.
If they could make a jade egg that could play a podcast, now that would be something, Danny.
Yeah, you'd insert Bluetooth it and you just hear the sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, vibrating through your bones.
Is there some kind of pun we could use for iPod and egg?
iPod and egg. We might
How about just anal egg?
Anal.
Oh, you wouldn't even need pockets. That would be perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
You wouldn't have to wear. Oh, I forgot my earbuds. No.
Yeah.
No. Earbuds? No. Okay. Good stuff, everybody. Lots of fun. Looking forward to it next week. Tyson is on Twitter. He's at Tyson Apostle. Danny is on Twitter as well, at Danny Bryson. I'm at Rob Cesternino. We'll talk to you next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.